This is English Through Stories. Missing Person, Episode 9, At the Beach. This is Episode 9 of Missing Persons on English Through Stories. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff McQuillan, from the Center for Educational Development in Los Angeles, California. In the previous episode, we learned that Anne, the sister of the kidnapped woman, was in a car accident. But fortunately, Dr. Reeves, our narrator, was able to talk to her and get from her the license plate number of the car. The license plate is, of course, the number that each car has, usually numbers and letters in the United States. He then went to talk to the police. He actually called one of his friends, Officer Cho, on the Los Angeles Police Department and asked him to find out who this car belonged to. In the meantime, he decided that he would take a trip and visit one of the suspects of the crime, an ex-employee of Partho Computers. And he went to talk to Lenny McKay, to find out where he had been during the time of the kidnapping. Lenny didn't really want to speak with him, but finally told him that he was in Las Vegas with his girlfriend. Dr. Reeves then talked to the girlfriend, and the girlfriend said, yes, he was with me. He then goes back to his apartment building late at night, and he finds a message on his voicemail, on his answering machine, and it says, Darren Reeves, stop trying to find Sarah Salas. If you don't stop looking for her now, you will die. That leads us to Episode 9, At the Beach. So now someone wanted to kill me. But how did anyone know I was working on this case? Was Lenny part of this kidnapping in some way? I still had more questions than I had answers about this case. I called my friend Officer Cho back at the police station. He had the car registration information I requested earlier. The mysterious red car that hit Anne last night on the freeway belonged to John Costello, age 37, living in Santa Monica. Tomorrow, I would visit Costello. Tonight, I just needed to get some sleep. The next morning, I got up early and went to visit Anne in the hospital. Luckily, she was doing just fine. I told her I would pick her up later in the afternoon and give her a ride home. First, I went to visit June Brown, the other ex-employee of Partho Computers that Anne and Bill thought might be involved in the kidnapping. She now worked at a clothing store on the beach, Stearns Fashions. I love going to the beach in L.A. The sun is always shining, the surfers are riding the waves, and the people all look so beautiful, just like movie stars. I walked into the clothing store and looked around. The customers were mostly college students. Excuse me, I said to the young sales clerk, I'm looking for one of the employees here, a June Brown. Who's looking for her? She asked, a little suspicious. My name is Darren Reeves. I just want to ask her a few questions. What kind of questions do you want to ask her? She replied. Just some questions. Look, is June Brown here today or not? I was getting impatient with this girl. I'm June Brown, and I don't know if I want to answer your questions, mister. She crossed her arms and looked at me with a very unfriendly face. Who do you work for? The police? No, I don't work for the police. I'm a private detective, I answered. I just want to know where you were 3 days ago in the morning. Can you just tell me that? I don't remember. I think I was with my boyfriend, she said with a smile. Yeah, that's right. I was with my boyfriend. Can I talk to your boyfriend? No, you can't, she said, suddenly getting very angry. Why not? I asked. Because he doesn't want to talk to you, June said. Look, buddy, I don't have to answer your questions. Now why don't you just get out of my store? She turned around and walked away. I couldn't force her to talk to me, so I didn't try. I left the store and got back in my car. Maybe this girl was involved in the kidnapping. Maybe she and her boyfriend were trying to get even with Partho Computers. Maybe, maybe, maybe. Our story begins with Dr. Reeves asking who might have called him and left him that threatening message. He asks, was Lenny part of this kidnapping in some way? Meaning, was Lenny somehow connected with the kidnapping? He said he had more questions than answers. And that, of course, is a common construction in English. More something than something else. He calls Officer Cho and finds out that the car, the red car that hit Anne, that is, that had a that crashed into Anne's car, belonged to John Costello. Belonged to means, of course, was owned by, or the owner was John Costello. He then goes and visits Anne in the hospital, and he tells her that he will pick her up later in the afternoon and give her a ride home. To pick someone up here means to drive them somewhere, to go to their house or where they are, in this case the hospital, and to drive them. He is going to give her a ride home. To give someone a ride means to take them in your car. He decides to visit the other ex-employee of Partho Computers. Remember, he visited Lenny McKay, who is an ex-employee of Partho Computers, which is the company that Anne and Sarah's parents owned. This employee's name is June Brown, and she works at the beach in Los Angeles, probably Venice Beach. And Dr. Reeves describes that the sun is always shining and the surfers are riding the waves. A surfer, S-U-R-F-E-R-S, is someone who goes on top of a long board, a surfboard, and tries to literally to ride on the waves. The waves, of course, are waves of water, and they actually stay on top of the water with the boards. That's, of course, surfing. And there are lots of surfers here in Los Angeles. When Dr. Reeves goes into the clothing store, he asks the sales clerk, the woman who works there, he says, excuse me, miss, if you are an adult and you're talking to, usually if you're talking to a younger woman, you say miss, although you can actually say miss for a woman of any age if you're trying to get her attention at a store or in a restaurant. Excuse me, miss, you could say. And the woman is asked by Dr. Reeves. He says he's looking for one of the employees, a June Brown. Notice the use of the indefinite article, a June Brown. He could just say, I'm looking for one of the employees here, June Brown. But you'll often hear someone put an A in front of that name when they're asking about someone, particularly if they are looking for someone. So you could go into a restaurant and say, I'm looking for a Mr. Smith, meaning I'm looking for Mr. Smith. The woman doesn't want to ask or answer his question. And so finally, Dr. Reeves says, look, is June Brown here today or not? That expression or that word look is when you're getting angry or impatient and you want the person to listen to you carefully. And he asks if this woman is here today or not. That is she, is it yes or no? Sometimes we would say informally in this situation, is she here or what? And that means the same as or not, but it's more informal. Well, the woman answers that she is June Brown, and she doesn't know if she wants to answer his questions. And she uses the expression or word, Mr. Mr. can refer, of course, to any man, usually an adult male. But in this particular use, it sort of has a negative meaning. It, again, expresses a certain impatience or dislike. Now, look here, Mr. I don't want you here. It's not a positive use of the word. The woman then crosses her arms, meaning she puts one arm in front of or links her two arms together in front of her, and asks who this person is, who Dr. Reeves is. Dr. Reeves says he's a private detective, which is, of course, someone who looks for helps somebody solve a crime or do other things that the police would normally do. And the woman says that she was with her boyfriend on the morning of the kidnapping. And the Dr. Reeves, our Dr. Reeves says, can I talk to your boyfriend? And she says, no, because he doesn't want to talk to you. She says, look, buddy, I don't have to answer your questions. Buddy, B-U-D-D-Y, or simply bud, B-U-D, is another word for guy, or can here mean the same as mister. And again, it has a negative meaning to it. It's something to you would probably say to someone that you're angry with or didn't like. She tells Dr. Reeves to just get out of her store, meaning to leave her store, to get out of. Dr. Reeves is still puzzled. He leaves the store. He doesn't know if the girl was involved. He thinks maybe she and her boyfriend were trying to get even with Pardo Computers. To get even, E-V-E-N, means when someone does something wrong to you, you try to do something wrong to them. It's a type of revenge when you try to get back at or hurt someone who has hurt you. But of course, Dr. Reeves doesn't really know the truth. He ends by saying, maybe, maybe, maybe. That's all we have time for on today's missing person episode. Come back next time and find out what happens to Dr. Reeves and the missing person. Remember, next week there'll be no podcast, but we will continue again the first week of January. Happy holidays. English Through Stories is a production of the Center for Educational Development in Los Angeles, California. This program may not be resold or redistributed without the express written permission of the Center for Educational Development.